The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is cracking down on the use of off-road vehicles in South Jersey's largest forest. These aren't dirt bikes and quads, but rather Jeeps, SUVs, and trucks modified specifically to go through deep water, mud, and otherwise dicey terrain. And while most people recognize that the damage is a problem, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, a plan to close roads has kicked up controversy in the backwoods of South Jersey.
I'm walking through Wharton State Forest with Emil DeVito, who works for the New Jersey Conservation Foundation. He's been studying the Pine Barrens for the better part of four decades.
So you see these little gray stems right here?
Yeah.
This is a little vine called Pickering's Morning Glory. This is one of the rarest plants in the Pine Barrens.
DeVito says this rare plant, growing just off one of the Pine Barrens' sandy dirt roads, is in danger of dying off completely because of damage from off-road vehicles.
Because in the mid-1990s, there were over 300 plants here. This was the biggest population of Pickering's Morning Glory in the Pine Barrens, and that's the last plant. That's the only one that hasn't been run over.
So DeVito was happy last summer when the State Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP, released a roadmap of Wharton State Forest that closed dozens of old routes in a bid to reduce any additional damage from off-road vehicles. That was July. By November, opposition to the plan had grown so strong that at a public meeting, the DEP announced it was going to scrap the old scheme and start over.
The previous plan has been withdrawn indefinitely, and we're starting from scratch.
DeVito was disappointed and says because of inaction like this, Wharton has gone from an environmentalist paradise to an off-roader's dream.
We can take you to dozens, if not hundreds, of places that were these once pristine, spectacular wetlands filled with endangered species, and they're being turned into mud holes, you know, where everything is completely destroyed.
A quick search online turns up a slew of videos of off-roaders riding through Wharton and other New Jersey state forests. Some try to take their modified Jeeps and SUVs through deep, muddy waters.
He's going.
Others try to climb steep hills.
Yeah!
But to frame this story as one of environmentalists versus off-roaders leaves out a vast group of people who also go to the forest for recreation and want the roads to stay open.
Pretty much every user group of the forest, you know, off-roaders, hunters, kayakers, canoers, you know, geocachers, all essentially oppose the current plan.
John Druding runs the group Open Trails NJ, which he and others started in response to the DEP's original plan. Druding is not an off-roader. He mostly hikes and kayaks with his wife and kids. But the old plan would have closed a road to one of his family's favorite picnic spots on the Mullica River, meaning they would have had to park about a mile away and walk.
You know, two kids, 6 and 3, you know, two kayaks, all the gear, lunch, all that kind of stuff, trying to carry that to, you know, to the river would have been an impossible. I mean, it would have been extremely difficult. The kids would have been done by the time we got there. You know, so
he estimates that more than half of the roads in Wharton would have been closed, but acknowledges that something has to be done about illegal off-roading.
We're reasonable people that, you know, really care about the forest, and, you know, we want to try to solve the problems that are out here. But we want to do it with practical solutions like we're talking about here, and not via mass closures of all the roads.
They're hoping for increased enforcement and education efforts and suggest the DEP put wooden posts in the ground near sensitive areas instead of closing the roads that lead to them. An online petition against the state's plan had nearly 5,000 signatures. But to some of the people who support the road closures, waiting for a solution that everybody can agree on means the damage will continue to get worse.
So if you were to stop all vehicles from coming at all, we're talking decades before you get any kind of, you know, semblance of vegetation in that area or any structure to that soil again. So we're talking on the order of decades here.
Ryan Raboso is an ecologist with the Pinelands Preservation Alliance. He and other environmentalists are hopeful that the DEP sticks to its original plan to close some roads in Wharton.
So of course, people have the right to recreate, and driving is part of that. But when the recreation has a direct impact on the habitat and why this area is protected, as you know, the special regulations that exist, you know, we have to reconsider where that kind of recreation can happen. Is that acceptable? That, you know, what's the priority here?
For many people, the priority is access. And according to Tabernacle resident and dirt bike rider Tom Hedden, the forest has survived and even thrived through a long history of outdoor activity.
It has survived the industrialization of the eastern seaboard of the United States on a scale that is miraculous. But to say it's this fragile, wilting violet is also incorrect.
Since scrapping the plan, the DEP has been reaching out to a wide range of groups for ideas on how to deal with damage from off-roaders. They're expected to release an update on those findings this week. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.